This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 5922, show number 388. Markets are under pressure again. Nick, where is the plunge protection team when you need them?
They only show up on Fridays. They take off Mondays for a long weekend, it seems. But the stock market's under pressure again this morning. The S&P 500 is now piercing below its 100-week moving average, and it's now in sight. The 4,000 psychological level, I should say, is now in sight. So I think we're going to get there. We should be there shortly. But it's a very oversold market, and it's been that way, and you have a lot of bearish sentiment. So that's your case for a bounce. But I have to tell you, this is a very, very weak tape. I would just really, really be cautious in this environment. Remember, nothing goes down in a straight line. So you have these rallies that last a day or so. But I tell you, the market, even when it has its best bounces, it really can't get any follow through to the upside. So you got to be careful in this kind of environment. Now, there will be bounces, as I always say. But until you see follow through, you know, the trend is down. And that's how it's looking right now.
All right. And inflation, energy, food, I mean, everybody's getting squeezed here.
Oh yeah, you know, that's the big story now is inflation and food and energy that is hurting the U.S. consumer. You know, people don't realize it, but when you tap the U.S. consumer, you know, everything goes with it. It's like a domino effect. And then, you know, if you continue to add on to these endless geopolitical events, the West continues to push Putin into a corner, if you ask me. And, you know, this is not the kind of guy that's going to back down. But the longer this goes on, the worse it is for everybody. So that Russian-Ukraine war, in my opinion, has no end in sight.
Hey, so no end in sight, and it's just become this war of attrition. But obviously, you can't believe anything you read in the papers here or online. It's all propaganda, but it definitely hasn't gone the way Russia had intended, huh?
I don't think it has, but and another way I look at it is I don't know what Russia's intentions are, because they still allow the airspace to be used. They still didn't knock out communications. I mean, the first thing you do in war is you knock out a country's airport and you shut off, you know, their communications. And if you do that, the war is over. So I don't understand why Russia doesn't do that. I'm not saying they should or they shouldn't. I just don't understand why. I guess I'm just a novice reader of past wars. But, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. This war doesn't make any sense at this stage of the game either. You know, it looks like I don't know what to believe. And as you said, I just don't believe anything that I hear in the media.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? No, you can't believe anything that the media is saying. It's all propaganda from both sides. And you kind of just have to sit back and see how this thing shakes out. At some point, it's going to end, because wars are enormously expensive, inflationary, and here we see that it's having global ramifications as far as the supply chain and everything else, energy, all these things. So how long can they hold out? That's the question. We'll see it. I think we'll find out soon enough.
Well, you know, Joe Biden was just there, so, you know, maybe things are going to get settled soon.
Yeah, you think she could? She's the one. She is a doctor. I mean, a PhD of psychology. So maybe they're using her to figure out what's on Putin's mind.
You know, perhaps.
One thing they've been saying is that Putin is ill. And I don't know if I believe it or not. He doesn't look that great, but he never looked that great anyway. You know, is it just propaganda or is it true?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's the thing about this whole story. And now you question almost everything you hear in the media anyway. You know, nobody believes a single thing. I don't, at least. I don't believe a single thing I hear in the media. In fact, I don't even watch them anymore, because it's just, you know, it's all a narrative. And that's, you know, I think people have come to that point in life where they just said, you know what, this is all BS. I'm not even paying attention to this stuff anymore. But, you know, the longer a conflict like this goes on, where the West just keeps feeding new arms to a country or continues to feed them money, you know, what is the point? What is the end game here? And I guess it's just to keep it going, or maybe to cause a bigger conflict. I don't know. So either way, it's not healthy for markets. The markets do not like it, and they're telling you that.
Yes, they're telling you that in spades. Well, gold was under pressure. It was way down this morning. Now it's bounced back a bit, down $1.40 on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, gold right now has been under pressure. And again, you're at a pretty decent short-term support level here, around this 1860, 1850 area. But I happen to think that we're probably looking at gold head down to around 1790, 1785. I think that's where we're going to see gold futures find a decent support area. But, you know, you have a 4-year high in the dollar. You have, you know, bond yields moving higher almost every day. Today, the 10-year hit 320 this morning. So, you know, again, when that happens, it's just putting a lot of pressure on gold at this stage of the game. But, you know, you watch that support level right around 1790, 1785. There's definitely a tradable bounce area for gold futures.
All right. And Bitcoin's been going lower.
Bitcoin's been moving lower. Just a couple weeks ago, we talked about it right here, that it was hanging on by a shoestring, living to fight another day. But I said, as long as it goes sideways here and it doesn't make any big move, it's going to turn into a bearish pattern. And obviously that has played out. Bitcoin now on the futures trading around 32,500. I think we're going to test that psychological 3,000 level, go to 2,700. But one thing I will tell you about Bitcoin at this stage of the game that everybody should pay attention to, it's in a downtrend. And it hasn't been in a downtrend like this in a long, long time, if ever. So these key levels, when Bitcoin loses them, this can go a lot lower. It may not happen right away, but it can. And that's what I think everybody should protect themselves against.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. It could definitely go lower. You know, if there's a fundamental case for Bitcoin, it's adoption and acceptance by global financial institutions. But on the other hand, the dollar is going up. Is Bitcoin inversely related to the dollar?
Well, it was supposed to be the anti-dollar play, right? So Bitcoin was supposed to be anti-dollar, anti-banker, anti-middleman. It's none of those things now. Now it is just another fiat currency, in my opinion, and it's not even secure. So I don't understand the allure. I don't understand why people, you know, love it so much. It's none of the things that it was supposed to be.
Yeah, well, it's still an alternate asset class, I guess. And I guess people are finding out that just like stocks always go up and real estate always goes up, Bitcoin always goes up, right?
Well, perhaps it's an alternate asset class for a time, but you need dollars to buy it, right? Mm-hmm. And if you look at other companies out there like Coinbase, you know, they're traded on the stock exchanges here in the U.S. in dollars. So, you know, really, what is it? What was it all designed to do? You know, I never bought into the Bitcoin story. Sorry, maybe it was my mishap. I never liked it. I just never could wrap my head around it. And now we're starting to see the Bitcoin story unravel, because, you know, it's just like everything else. This is worse than fiat, because it's backed by nothing. And if it could get hacked or people start hacking this stuff, it's even worse.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. But I find it interesting to see what's going on. Hey, one thing we didn't talk about, silver is like down below $22 an ounce.
Yeah, so silver's been falling as well. Same with gold. All the precious metals have really come in. I think silver's got to go test $20, and ultimately you'll get a great opportunity a bit lower than that, most likely at around $18. But silver's falling pretty sharply here, and even today, silver futures down quite a bit.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Hey, I was away last week, so we missed a couple days, but we'll be getting everything this week for sure. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades. The Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails welcome, KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you on Wednesday, and we'll see what this market's going to do.
Sounds good, Kerry.